Yes, you can take the seat. If you absolutely have to. Look, I said yes. You need to study somewhere, right? Just take the damn seat and let us both pretend that we're civil for one night. As much as I don't want you to be at the top of our class, I'm all for fair competition. Unlike some other students. So, you can stay. There's nowhere else to go study anyway. I checked. Yeah, it's back today. Somehow hearing about the prize made everyone so motivated all of a sudden. But you're distracting me. Don't make me regret letting you sit at my desk. This soon, I mean. It's inevitable. No way. This spoiled brat got the latest edition of the textbook. How am I supposed to beat her at this stupid competition now? I need to be on top of her class. Not because of the prize, of course. Who cares about this 3-foot-2 anyway? Although, it could have been nice if I had anyone to go with in the first place. But her. There's no way I'm letting her end up on top. So, if I end up winning, I don't mind her ending up on top of me. Pinning me down with those hands. Wait, what? Are you insane? Just, damn, where is this even coming from? Focus on studying. Not the smug face in front of you, God. She is definitely gonna beat you at this test if you keep it. Then make fun of you and be so freaking smug about it. And give you that nasty smirk. The one that makes your stomach flutter. With disgust, of course. You hate her. Yeah. You hate this rich, spoiled brat, and you can't wait to beat her ass. And show her who's the real daddy here. Oh, what? Oh God, you're doing it again. Yes. I mean, no. I don't have this one. Did you see me staring? I hope not. Come up with something. Quick. No, I don't want to borrow yours. I've got plenty of textbooks to go through anyway. I noticed that you seem to be ruthless when it comes to your books. That's all. I mean that your notes are all over the place. Looks messy, you know? Very rough handling of the poor book. Excuse me, some girls like that? Is she trying to... Oh, just ignore this. Don't say anything. Ignore her. Oh, I wonder who would ever truly like that. What? You're gross. Anyway, not like I want to hear more of that. Ever. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a test to get ready for. God, have the girls of our class, seriously? Oh. I mean, with how cocky she is right now, I wouldn't be surprised. Probably got a whole list of students to go through, like some lame contest. So gross. And yet, I've never been her target. Is it because I'm not pretty enough? Wait, or maybe that was her way of suggesting something? No, stop this. You're probably too tired now, coming up with this stupid nonsense. Wait, no. No. Are you blushing? No, stop. Stop it right now. God. Traitor. Please just don't look up at least. Let's pretend you didn't notice, okay? Don't you dare looking up at her. Shit. She's smirking at me. She definitely noticed. I wasn't wrong about you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever. I hate her. I hate how smug she is about it. Okay, stop. Focus. You need to study. And that's exactly what she wants. For you to not be able to stay on top, you need to be on top. That's where you belong. Okay. And she can be on top in the bedroom. Stop it. You're doing it again. God, are you really this worked up? Unbelievable. Oh, no. I'm not blushing. It's just hot. The room, it's too hot in here. And, I'm starting to have a headache, okay? What? Oh, yeah. Or maybe that's your royal presence that makes it unbearable for me to stay there. Ever thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's definitely her presence. Not because she's that bad, though. But because you want to jump her. Right here. And now. But why, though? This is insane. You are insane. You hate the girl. This loud, annoying smartass. So cocky and full of herself. Thinking that everyone wants to bow down and worship her.
It's definitely not your type.
Of course. It's not your type at all. Forget about it. What? Wait. She looks concerned? What? No, I think I'm all right. Just worried about the test, that's all. I'm very much used to studying all by myself in a quiet corner. A bit on a darker and cooler side too. And my favorite corner over there is taken, so it's making me feel a bit stressed. There's too much noise here and not enough air to breathe freely. Okay?
Oh, wow. Is there a heart somewhere in there? Am I hallucinating or she's trying to be compassionate? Or nice even? After everything she's done to me? Wow. Is that even possible?
Not so sure you're capable of being quiet, but I'd appreciate that a lot. Thank you. All right. She seems to know how to be civil, after all. Okay, good. Maybe this way I won't get all riled up thinking of angry make-out with ripping each other's clothes off. Oh, you're doing it again. You're doing it to yourself. And if you end up losing to this smug face, you'll be the only one to blame for that. And she's gonna win this trip for two and make use of that huge, comfy bed with someone else. Okay? Happy? Feeling motivated yet, huh? Yeah. Of course you will. No doubt. But if she won, though, who would she take? Or maybe she'd go by herself? Why not? Right? No. She's not the type. There would definitely be some good making out. Well, who are you trying to fool? It's definitely gonna be more than just making out. Because she was alluding to some real dirty stuff earlier. So, or was she bluffing, maybe? That could be possible, too. I mean, I can't believe that someone is flipping the pages of her books in such a gentle way. Could be so, wait. The way she's holding it looks way too similar to... Oh, could it just be me? Or is she doing that on purpose? Okay, but don't look up, okay? If you look up again, there is an extremely high chance of you burning from the inside. Just don't. Please don't. Okay? But what if she is doing that on purpose? Is she trying to flirt with me? No, because now she's playing with it like if it was... Doesn't mean she wants me? Or just toying with me? Of course. Stupid nerd. Single. And also not taken. I'm going insane.
Just a quick glance. She's staring at me. Is she trying to read me? Oh my god. Oh my god. What if she knows what I'm thinking about? What if it's written on my face? Oh, it's definitely written on my face. And I will never, ever hear the end of it once this realization finally settles. Oh no. No way. No way this is happening. Oh god. Okay, I actually forgot something in my room. I gotta go study there. Good luck with your book. Oh god damn. Was it my book or hers? Oh god, it's the last thing that matters right now. Just get out of here. Fast. No. Oh, this was so embarrassing. It's so freaking weird as well. The way she just kept staring at me. But she wasn't smiling, though. She was focused, as if she was waiting for my reaction. Oh, you're making this up now. Idiot. You're such a stupid idiot. Oh god, not her again. Well, get ready for the shame of your life. What? I told you I'm going to my... What the hell is happening? Okay. Thank you for that. For the textbook, I mean. Of course. And for the kiss. But I still hate her. Yes. So. Guess I'll read the damn textbook instead of making out here in the hall with her. So, I take it you're done with it since you... But I'll try to not take too long with it. I'll get it back to you right after I'm done with it. What? Then why'd you give it to me if you... What? Wait! Hey, I'm not letting you in my room later. Don't even dream about it. I'm... serious. What are you staring at? Keep going. Damn it. What an arrogant little... and so full of herself, as if I'd ever let her into my room. She can try all she wants. I'm not letting her finish reading at my place tonight. In my bed. Ah, oh, those fingers though. Oh, stop it, you idiot. Oh, how is she so good though? God, you're definitely failing this test. But I guess you'll be going on that trip anyway. God, you're so screwed. And she knows it. Damn. She reads me like a book.